This is the Sagar Murli of the 22nd of July 2026. Essence, sweet children, you now have to go to a new world. These days of sorrow are coming to an end. Therefore, forget old things of the past. Question, what should you Karma Yogi children constantly practice? Answer, one moment you're in your body for its livelihood, and the next moment you become soul-conscious. You cannot do anything without having some awareness of your body. Therefore, practice doing everything without any awareness of your body and be soul-conscious. No one in the world other than you children can practice this. Song, awaken, O brides, awaken. The new age is about to come. Om Shanti. The spiritual father says that you sweetest spirit, which means you children, heard this song. This is called a song of knowledge. This song is very good. You souls have now awakened, and you also know the secrets of the drama. You have also seen the show of the path of devotion. Whatever happened in the past is in your intellects. You know the history of your past 84 births. The Father has told you the story of your 84 births. These are new things for a new world. You listen to new things from the Father. He gives you children patience. He says, children, you now have to go to a new world. Therefore, forget the old things. All of those Vedas and scriptures that are the paraphernalia of the path of devotion are to be destroyed. There are no signs of the path of devotion there. There you receive the fruit of devotion. The Father comes and gives devotees the fruit. You children now know how the Father comes and gives you the fruit of devotion. Those who have performed more devotion would definitely receive more fruit. They would also make more effort with this knowledge. You know which souls have done more devotion. They are the ones who will definitely go faster in this knowledge, for only then can they attain a status as high as that of Lakshmi and Narayans. You are now making effort in this knowledge and yoga. Remain soul conscious, but you also have to remain aware of being in a body. While doing everything, remember the Father. We cannot perform actions without bodies. It is right that you have to remember Baba, but you also have to consider yourselves to be souls. Nothing will be achieved by forgetting your body, because you still have to perform actions. There is a lot of pleasure in remembering the Father. You have to remember the Father while sitting, standing, and moving around, but nevertheless, your stomach does need food. Remain soul conscious. No one apart from you children is soul conscious at present. Although they may consider themselves to be souls, they don't have God's introduction. Although they may understand that souls are imperishable and that bodies are perishable, their sins will not be absolved by understanding that. It is said, charitable soul, impure soul. I am a soul and this is my body. That is a common thing. The main thing that the Father explains is, remember me. You have to be aware of your body for the livelihood of your body. The body has to be fed. You cannot do anything without a body. You have been doing something for the livelihood of your body and every birth. While doing everything, you have to remember your beloved. No one fully knows that beloved. No one else can explain that we are to receive the inheritance from that beloved, from that father, and that our sins will be absolved by having remembrance of him. You children are listening to new things. You know that you have found the path to go home. You will return home and then go to your kingdom. Baba is building a new home. So you definitely have the desire to go and stay in it. We have now found the path that no one else knows. No matter how many sacrificial fires they create, or tapasya, etc., they do, or how much they beat their heads, they cannot attain salvation. They cannot go from this world to that world. This too has to be understood. In the scriptures, they have written that the duration of each cycle is hundreds of thousands of years. And this is why the intellects of people do not work. You can understand very clearly that it was only yesterday, when Bharat was heaven, that we belonged to the original eternal deity religion. The deity religion was one that gave a lot of happiness. No one else can attain the happiness of Bharat. Those of other religions cannot go to heaven. No matter how much they try, no one else can have the happiness that you have. Even if they spend money, they cannot find the happiness that exists in heaven. Some may have health, but don't have wealth. Some may have wealth, but don't have health. This is a world of sorrow. And so the Father says, awaken, O souls. Each of you has now received a third eye of this knowledge. You have been awakened so much. You know the history and geography of the whole world. The Father is the knower of all secrets within Jani Jananha. This doesn't mean that he knows what is in the heart of everyone. Who is this one? How much does he explain? To what extent does this one remain pure? To what extent does he remember Baba? Why should I sit and think such things about everyone? I just show you souls the path. You have to remember your Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Keep this world cycle in your intellects. You definitely do have to become soul conscious. It was because you became body conscious that you became degraded in that way. You now have to remember the Father. While living at home, become like a lotus flower. You are also spinners of the discus of self-realization. The deities don't have ornaments like the conch shell, etc. You Brahmins have the conch shell of this knowledge. When Sikhs blow a conch shell, they make a very loud noise. When you give this knowledge to a big gathering, you use loudspeakers. You don't need to put up a loudspeaker here. Would a teacher teach using a loudspeaker? Here you simply have to remember Shiv Baba so that your sins are absolved. I am the Almighty Authority. You use loudspeakers so that people at a distance can also hear. They will be useful as you make further progress. You have to tell them that death is just ahead. Everyone now has to return home. The Mahabharata war is in front of you. It is written in the Gita too that the Mahabharata war took place and that destruction took place. Acha, what happened then? Even the Pandavas melted away. The father explains, if destruction were to take place first, then even the land of Bharat would become empty. Bharat is an imperishable land. It never becomes empty. You now know that total annihilation never takes place. Baba is imperishable, and his birthplace is also imperishable. You children should remain happy. Baba is the bestower of salvation for all, the one who gives peace and happiness. One who comes here says that he or she wants peace. Why do souls remember peace so much? The land of peace is the home of souls. Who would not remember his home? If someone dies abroad, they want to take that person's body back to his birthplace. If everyone were to know that Bharat is the birthplace of Shiv Baba, who is the bestower of salvation for all, the one who liberates you from sorrow, they would give it a lot of respect. They would come and offer flowers to Shiva alone. Now they offer flowers to so many. They have completely lost all name and trace of the one who gives happiness and peace to everyone. Only those who know the Father very well make effort to claim the inheritance. My name is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. What would he do after liberating you from sorrow? You know that you remain in peace in the land of peace, and that there is happiness in that land of happiness. The land of peace is separate from that land of happiness. This is a land of sorrow. At this time, everyone has nothing but sorrow. You now know that you are going into such happiness there that there will not be any type of sorrow for 21 births. The very name is the land of happiness. It is such a sweet name. The father says, I don't give you any difficulty. Simply remember the father and the inheritance and consider yourself to be souls. Baba is teaching you this knowledge. In the golden age, you have the knowledge that you are souls and that you have to shed your bodies and take another birth. That is called being soul conscious. This is spiritual knowledge, and no one else can give it. The spiritual father comes and gives this knowledge to you spirits. He gives it every 5,000 years. People are in total darkness. You have now received light and have awakened from the sleep of ignorance. The one father is the bridegroom of all the brides. The father says, I am your father, your bridegroom, and also the guru of all gurus. He says, children, I grant everyone salvation. After liberation, there is salvation. The father has explained that the soul of each one has to return home. It is souls who become Sato Pradhan, Sato Rajo in Tamil. Some people have very small parts. They just come and go. They just take births and die like mosquitoes. Such souls don't claim the inheritance from the Father. The inheritance of purity, peace, and happiness is received from the Father. The Father explains to you souls. The Father is incorporeal. He comes and explains through this one's mouth. They build temples to Shivbaba very high up. Is there any nectar of this knowledge for them to drink up there? They spend so much money. Even the government has to arrange so many facilities for them. There is difficulty in that. How could you take small children on a pilgrimage there? They leave their children to be looked after by someone. They don't take them along. They go on pilgrimages for 2 to 3 months. When you come here, you have to sit and listen and study. Little children will not listen to this. You have come here to study this knowledge and yoga. The Father sits here and gives you this knowledge. Therefore, there shouldn't be any noise, etc. Otherwise, your attention would be drawn to them. Here, you have to sit down quietly and listen with attention. Yoga is very easy. Continue to do whatever work you have to, but your intellect should be connected in yoga there. You earn a huge income by remembering Baba. You know that you will become ever healthy. You have to talk to yourself. Stay in remembrance of Baba while cooking food for yourself. While continuing to work with your hands, remember your Father. You will benefit, and by your staying in remembrance, whatever you cook will turn out well. You are receiving the sovereignty of the world. You come here to become like Lakshmi or Narayan. You all say that you will become part of the Sun Dynasty. You know that at this time, your Mama and Baba are Saraswati and Brahma. In their next birth, they will become Lakshmi and Narayan. You can't tell what anyone will be in their next birth. No one knows who Nehru became in his next birth. If someone has made very good donations, he would receive a birth in a good family. You now understand everything. The names of these two are Adidev Brahma and Adidevi Saraswati. They will then become the masters of heaven. Acha, their children, are with them. They too say that they will become the masters of heaven. This is certain. You also see them in the subtle region. There are many gatherings in the temples to the goddesses. There is just the one Jagadamba. The features of her images should be the same everywhere. Look at Mama. The idols have the same features as you children, and so they have named Kumari Ada Kumari. You know that you are the ones who become those. We all are Brahmakumars and Kumaris. Even couples say that they are Brahmakumars and Kumaris, that they are the children of the one Father. That is your memorial. You give this knowledge and also explain it. This is the Dilwala temple that has meaning, but only you can explain this. You know that you are carrying out this establishment. You are making Bharat into heaven through Raja Yoga by following Srimat. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdara. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. Pay full attention to this knowledge and yoga. When listening to this knowledge, sit very quietly and concentrate. You also have to become karma yogis. Show everyone the path home that the Father has shown you. Together with being spinners of the discus of self-realization, also blow the conch shell of this knowledge. Blessing, may you remain beyond as a detached observer and become free from all attractions by being aware of the two words, great, mahan, and guest, mehman. In order to make your stage that of a detached observer being beyond, pay attention to two things. One, I, the soul, am a great soul. Two, I, the soul, am a guest in this old world and this old body. By your having this awareness, all your weaknesses and attractions of attachment will easily finish automatically. By understanding yourself to be great, any ordinary actions you perform and ordinary thoughts that you have under the influence of your sanskars will be transformed. By moving along while considering yourself to be great and a guest, you will become worthy of being praised. Slogan, with everyone's good wishes and their drops of cooperation, a big task becomes easy. Abhyak signal, stay in the volcanic stage and experience powerful remembrance. The sign of your having a powerful mind is that you can reach wherever you want to in a second. When your mind has learned how to fly and develops that practice, you should be able to reach wherever you want in a second. One moment you are in the corporeal world, and in the next second you are in Paramdham. It is the speed of a second. Now increase this practice, and your remembrance will become powerful. Om Shanti.